This is a download from BFM 89.9. The business station.
In the meantime, though, taking a look at some international headlines, German Chancellor Angela Merkel and UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson, they met yesterday in the first Brexit talks since Johnson rose to power.
So Merkel has suggested that an alternative to the Irish border backstop, which is a key Brexit sticking point, could be found within the next month. Now, of course, this backstop is a seamless border on Ireland, which the Union wants in order to ensure a seamless flow of goods in and out of Ireland post-Brexit. And the German Chancellor stressed that although that it will be up to the UK to offer a workable plan. And of course, Boris has already slammed the backstop as undemocratic and stops Britain from pursuing a trade policy independent of union rules.
And Boris Johnson is set on leaving the EU by October 31st, regardless of whether they iron out remaining differences with the bloc. Johnson will also meet Macron today, followed by the G7 summit on Saturday alongside other leaders, including US President Donald Trump.
So for some more thoughts on the Brexit outlook as well as the situation over in Europe, we speak this morning to Matt Gertken, a geopolitical strategist with BCA Research. Thank you for joining us, Matt. Now, the deadline for Brexit is getting closer, with a political showdown with the European Union likely to heat up in September. In your view, what are the chances of a no-deal Brexit?
Thank you for having me on. It's a real pleasure. We would estimate that the chances are about 20%. That's a subjective probability. But the basis of it is that the majority of the Parliament has never really been in favor of leaving the EU. And one thing that Parliament has repeatedly shown is that it's capable of voting for a majority to avoid a no-deal Brexit. And meanwhile, while the majority of people in Britain may still slightly support Brexit, it's definitely not the case that the majority supports a no-deal Brexit, which would result in a recession.
Yeah, so Matt, 1 out of 5 is a quite high percentage. I guess in trade terms, what a no-deal Brexit might mean is that the UK will then be exposed to the WTO rules on trade and not EU rules on trade. What does that mean for manufacturers in terms of where they decide to put their operations? Would it be the Union or even, you know, potentially ASEAN, Southeast Asia?
Well, clearly it's the case that it would be negative for direct investment in the UK and for manufacturers. I think the immediate term, it would be negative for global manufacturing because we're already seeing a lot of pain, a lot of contraction there, and this would just make it worse with the UK slipping into a recession, pushing Germany, which is already on the verge of a technical recession, into a deeper slowdown. So clearly that would be negative as a whole in the short term and then extending into the long term as a consequence. But for the UK especially, it would be a problem. That's why this is a bluff that Boris Johnson is doing, and while he may be forced in the worst-case scenario to live out the bluff, chances are it will be avoided.
Meanwhile, Boris Johnson, of course, is making his rounds in Europe to lobby for his version of Brexit, but at home, his situation seems rather precarious, right, given that the Tories only have a one-seat majority in Parliament. So from a political perspective, how vulnerable is Boris Johnson, and will he survive till October?
He's extremely vulnerable, and this is one of the reasons why the European Union is not going to be making lots of big concessions, at least until he can prove that he can survive. So as you mentioned, he virtually does not have a majority. He will face a rebellious parliament in September once parliament reconvenes. He could have a no-confidence vote that kicks him out, and maybe the other parties in the UK try to form a temporary government to delay the Brexit date. Or he could just face a rebellious parliament that tells him that no deal is not an option and forbids that. So he's extremely vulnerable. And in order for a no-deal Brexit to happen, you have to have Parliament essentially relinquish its position as the supreme decision-making body in the British Constitution, and I don't think that will happen.
Now, Matt, moving over to Germany as well, as you mentioned, the outlook over there is not very good. It looks like it's slipping into a recession with another quarter of slow growth in the third quarter expected following their central bank's warnings of a slump in exports. But considering the fragile state of Angela Merkel's coalition, is there going to be enough political will to push through a fiscal stimulus package at this point in order to resuscitate that economy?
Well, Merkel's leadership has been characterized by a certain hesitation, and I don't think that the Germans will move particularly rapidly, but it is the case that a countercyclical fiscal policy in the face of a slowdown is orthodox and probably necessary, and the coalition is capable of doing that. They have a majority. The Social Democrats are, of course, the ones pushing for more spending, but it's a fact that Germany has room within both the EU Stability Pact. They're under the debt limit. But also, even within their own constitutional budget limits, they have room to increase spending. So you could see a 1% of GDP stimulus package very easily. But you can even have the Bundestag vote with a majority vote to exceed that on a cyclical basis. And so there is room for stimulus from Germany. It just may take a little while.
So in essence, what does the weak German economy mean for the Eurozone? And what pressure will that exert on the ECB, Matt, especially since it's the largest economy in the Union?
Yes, it is. I mean, 20% of EU GDP is Germany, and so if Germany's going into recession, that's a problem. On the other hand, the ECB is already signaling a high degree of sensitivity to the risk of deflation. The ECB is in September likely to come out with a quote-unquote impactful package of asset purchases. The ECB basically will continue to act as the backstop for the monetary union. And again, Germany will be at least taking steps on the fiscal front, which will then encourage other states to do the same. Then the key issue becomes how strict will Germany and Brussels be on states like Italy that are going to be actually wanting to really expand their budget more aggressively than typically German leadership has been comfortable with. But even there, the Germans have been pretty pragmatic in the wake of the global financial crisis.
Thank you so much, Matt. And that was Matt Goertgen, geopolitical strategist with BCA Research, giving us his thoughts on Germany as well as Boris Johnson in the UK and his Brexit plans. But I thought it was interesting what he said about Germany, because he pointed out that Angela Merkel's administration hasn't really been characterized by speedy decision making. So while he doesn't expect very quick moves on their part in return in the sense of a fiscal stimulus package, he hasn't ruled out the possibility of it entirely.
Yeah, and you're right. And you get the sense that Angela Merkel is herself in a very precarious position because, as you know, her coalition is under siege by the leftist parties. But as exemplified by Lee Hsien Loong and his wife's defense of his salary, the most important mandate for any sitting prime minister or president is really the economy. And Germany is facing two consecutive quarters of technical pullback, which would put them under the cosh. Where growth is concerned, and you know, Johnson or no deal, it's really the sanctity of the union and specifically the German economy, given where global growth is right now.
Well, Germany, unfortunately, is actually the strong man of Europe, and the strong man of Europe appears is sick, right? So, will the rest of Europe step up? So, the likes of your Italy, Spain, which ironically this time their economies are doing far better than in 2008, but the debt package or the debt limits still are enforced on them. So, whether fiscal spending will be allowed by EU is a question mark. But he did say, right, that EU and Germany seem to be taking on a more pragmatic approach. So getting countries like that to also pump prime, because otherwise Europe will face easily another decade of deflation, which they've had since 2008.
Well, the French economy, the Italian economy would be the next backstops, right, to the union's economic health if the UK is gone.
I mean, you just recently Germany sold a 30-year debt, you know, and that was like negative yield for the first time, albeit the demand for that auction was rather weak. So I think the signal is Europe is sick, we need to do something, but whether they can do enough is going to be that huge question mark against this backdrop of continued trade tensions. Because bear in mind, Trump has said openly he hasn't finished negotiations with you with regards to their tariffs.
Indeed. And also there's going to be lots of uncertainty in the UK because who knows whether Boris Johnson will be able to survive even until he pushes through.
He's got a new name, by the way, Bojo.
Oh, really? What is that supposed to be?
Bojo.
Yes, but who knows whether he will actually manage to cling to power until the October 31st deadline for the UK to leave the EU. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.